visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall.
It's out of here.
It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you live inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Lots coming up today. In hour one, Will Helt is going to join us by phone. I like this. Let's keep doing players on Wednesdays by phone. That would be awesome. This is two for two now. And honestly, the guy we had on last week was probably the best player on the offense. If you want to know the truth. Maybe. I'd have to think about it, but he was good. Tyler Brown.
Oh, yeah.
By phone.
Yeah, that's right.
He was good. He was good. Had to play a lot of snaps with Antonio Williams going out. So the Out of Bounds bump continues. By the way, this has nothing to do with anything, and I should weigh gently into the show more than this. Do you know we have two volleyball interns that are going to help us with Tiger pregame show this year? One is Mia McGrath. She's very good. She's one of the captains. She's incredible, incredible. She's very talented. Looking forward to having you all meet her on Saturday. The other one is Kennedy Wagner. Do you know Kennedy was the best player all weekend for Clemson volleyball? And they beat South Carolina on the road for the first time since 1994. They lost 10 or 11 in a row. First time since 94, they go to Columbia and win in four sets. They got smoked in the first set, too. Like, absolutely worked in the first set. They win three sets in a row, beat South Carolina on the road, and Kennedy Wagner was lousy in the first set. She was, I mean, immaculate. She played awesome the last three sets. Oh, we'll be bumped. It's a thing, people. It's a thing. We have an aura. My aura is I lose bets and we win interns. That's what it, interns and interviews. That's the aura of the show. How are you, Ben Milstead? Happy Wednesday.
Hey, happy Wednesday. I'm really good. Thank you. Appreciate you asking. A couple of show notes and station notes. Tomorrow, Quack and I will be at Moretti's Pizza.
Yes.
Let me get it right. Moretti's Pizzeria.
Pizzeria, yes.
Pizzeria is different than pizza.
Okay? I agree with that.
It is upper crust pizza, if you know what I'm talking about. Moretti's Pizzeria.
I see what you did.
So come by and see us at 783 East Butler Road in Malden. I'll give you some more details on that. They're going to have a big spread there where you can sample some stuff. Yeah, looking forward to seeing everyone out there. Come have lunch with us. I have talked to those folks a couple of times. Great folks. Great people. So we'll be at Moretti's and, hoping we can kind of make that a regular. We'll see. Before that, Faxon and John will be at Whataburger, another great place in Anderson. Corner of Main Street and Concord Road right there. You know it, you love it. Whataburger. So go come by and see them there. And then Faxon will be at Chick-fil-A on Friday. So we're just hitting all the great restaurants around the upstate.
I do have something to say about that because I can hear people now, oh my gosh, a burger place and a pizza place. Where will I go for lunch? Whataburger has a great breakfast menu.
Yes, they do.
I'm just going to throw that, stop by 9 to 10, go see them, head over to Malden, to Moretti's.
One of them is in Anderson. The other is in Malden. So I would imagine there's not a ton of folks that are going to hit both of those cities in the same day. But if you do, Quark's has planned your breakfast and your lunch for you. So, and you could get some takeout from Moretti's and have dinner. Bam, got you covered tomorrow. So you can do that. And both locations, I have a few T-shirts and things that might be able to give you. So please stop by and see us, Moretti's Pizza and Bar. You mentioned the Tiger pregame and the interns. Will you be the shortest person on the Tiger pregame show on Saturday?
I have not measured. Think Ashby's a little short, but she's not tiny, tiny. But let me just say, Ashley Zukowski, athlete, okay? Mm-hmm. Not at Clemson, but, athlete, college-level athlete. And then two volleyball players, yeah, I'm shorter than Kennedy. We're about the same height, but I'm a little shorter than Kennedy Wagner and a little shorter than Mia McGrath. That's true. Grayson Mann is going to be with me on Saturday.
Yeah, you and Grayson are about the same size, I guess, so that'll be fun.
Very tall. Can I make a Moretti's point real quick about the pregame show? Jeff Willis, owner of Moretti's. Comes by and says, can't wait to see you Thursday. Came by the pregame show, said hello.
Well,
said
he
is jacked up about everybody, about us being there and bringing a crowd.
I'm really excited about being there. So there you go. It's mutual. Tiger pregame show, episode one in the Burton Gallery there at Little John Coliseum, I think was a big success. You did well.
Thank you.
Vandervoort was great, and the interns, and having it inside there, we saw a lot of people, so that was really cool.
I talked to Willie V yesterday, and we're gonna have him on in hour three. He said the feedback he got was, he said from people there, like at tailgates and stuff, when he was walking around before the game, but also like people texting him from far off that were listening on the app, couldn't have possibly picked this up. So it was good. The feedback was very, very good. What are you looking at? I watched Ben going bonk. He's just going nuts over there.
Well, if you want to know the truth, my Ring doorbell just had said somebody's at the front door. So I click on it. Someone's mowing my front yard. The problem with that is I still mow my own yard.
Wait, what? Shut your mouth.
I have
mouth.
No idea what that is.
So somebody went to the wrong house? You getting a free...
Let's pray.
You getting a free...
I'm not making this up.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to do half the yard. They're going to get a phone call and say, what are you doing? You're not at the right house. And they're going to leave mid-mow. This is going to create more work for you, buddy. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that right now. It could be a blessing if they do the whole thing. But if they realize mid-mow...
Oh, you know what it is? Never mind. He's not mowing.
Oh, he's not.
It's the fertilizer people, and they're riding, but they ride those, you know, motorized spreaders, and it looks like a lawnmower. Okay, disregard.
Okay,
carry on.
I was like, is he?
Holy moly!
Like, is he testing equipment? Like, what else would he be doing? That's a good.
I still mow my own yard though, and I love to mow my yard. I do. My wife asked one time, like, why didn't you know? You want to get somebody to cut? Like, no, I love doing it. So anyway,
I appreciate that.
I was actually a little bummed to think somebody might be mowing it.
You know, I miss that. I used to listen, like when I was single, I used to listen to a lot of podcasts, And now I just have podcasts that download, which is stupid. I should just cut off downloads. I don't have time to listen to these. Like, my kid is yelling all the time. She's normally happy, but she's just yelling all the time. I got to figure out where she is. And I can't be listening to podcasts. And I realized the hour and a half that I spent, like, trimming hedges and cutting the grass outside and pulling weeds and treating and all that stuff is when I would listen to good, solid podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
You missed it. That adds up over some weeks now. And I appreciate that we have people in our neighborhood that do the yard, because I'm gone so much that, I mean, it would get unwieldy times. But I miss it. I do. I had a Ben Milstead experience on the way here. I can't wait to tell you about it.
Road rage?
You remember, well...
A little bit?
Not from me, but to me. So,
uh-oh.
And now, this was not from another driver. This is a situation. I need you to tell me if in my situation... And I'm gonna do as faithful a job of trying to paint the entire picture as I possibly can, so that you can tell me whether I was in the right to do what I did, or if I should have waited, okay? So I am on, I am coming here from Traveler's Rest today, okay? Hollis had a doctor's appointment this morning, so I'm coming from Traveler's Rest, and I am on a side road, okay? This is a two-lane road, no muss, no fuss, just a straight two-lane road for about a quarter mile, okay?
Okay.
On the other side of the road, there is some sort of debris or fill-in. There's something going on at a house with a, like, bulldozer, okay? So we have a bulldozer working on the other side of the road. But in a two-lane road, that bulldozer is actually on both sides of the road. Now, there is a man on my side of the road, out of the road, like in some lady's driveway, who is watching the bulldozer.
Mm-hmm.
So I stop. And I'm assessing the situation, and I'm waiting for somebody to give me some, like, to just address me somehow, like, hang on, come through, whatever.
Bulldozer is in the road.
Bulldozer is in the road, pointed out into the yard on the other side of the road, okay? Like, doing some digging or some trench work or something, okay? Filling in, it's hard to tell. All right, so I wait, and the bulldozer, like, gets a load, like, dumps it in a truck. I'm like, all right, that's cool. He's doing his job. Well, he comes back and he gets another scoop of whatever, and he does a full, like, half turn. So he is now fully in the other lane. Now, I have not been addressed once. I've probably been there 60 to 90 seconds viewing this situation, okay? He is fully in the other lane, which he was not the first time he done. So he is going to dump in the truck whatever he pulled out of the ditch there. The other guy on the side of the road has yet to even look at me. Like, I don't even know if he knows I'm there, but... He's there for a reason, I would imagine. So my thought is, I can keep waiting for some sort of hand gesture, or I'm going to just go because he is now out of my way. I'm going to go. As I'm going, I'm probably, you know, I'm not far from this guy. So it's not like I drove a tenth of a mile, okay? I'm not far from this guy. But I start going, and I immediately know neither one of these guys actually knows I'm here. Nobody knows I'm here. So I start driving. The bulldozer starts backing up. And I'm like, well, I'm dead, right? Because he's going to back up into me. He doesn't know I'm here. The guy on the other side of the road is like, whoa, whoa. And he's like giving me the business, okay? So I'm like, okay, fine. I back up. I wait. The guy backs all the way into the driveway. Okay, the guy's still giving me the business as I go by and gives me a glare, and I'm being like I'm sorry, whatever. Ben, I don't know what I was. How many scoops was I supposed to wait on somebody to see that I was there? Am I right for thinking maybe this is them letting me go, Or should I have just waited indefinitely for somebody to fully acknowledge my existence there?
William, I'm ready to rule on this.
Okay.
The gentleman who was the spotter for the bulldozer was not doing his job adequately.
Okay.
And he should have relayed to you what their intent was and what he needed you to do. You're not expected to sit there and watch someone load a dump truck and take up the entire road. Sometimes they need to be in the road. I get that. They do. But you did the right thing. You waited. Now, you're lucky you didn't get smushed.
You're right.
Side note. when he removed himself from the road is yours. And you have every right to proceed. And so you're good.
Okay, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was weird that, like, you know, normally you would just say, somebody saying, hang on. And there was a car behind me, too. I will say that. Like, I wasn't the only car in the road at that point. But it did. It made me a little self-conscious. I thought I was okay, but it made me a little self-conscious that that was the, you know, that was the thing. Because so that's 2 weeks in a row, trouble with the spotter.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks in a row, we're on a weird streak on the program. Shout out to all the spotters doing their jobs out there. We love you guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, if my flag guy from last week would have been there, you know, you would have just run right underneath the bulldozer.
That's right. I would have. You know, if Ben's in his truck, he would have towered over the bulldozer. He would have rolled directly over the bulldozer.
No.
All right, short break. When we come back, Will Helt is going to join us. I have a couple thoughts on Clemson. I have many thoughts on the rest of college football to get to on the other side as we go through the show. Hour one of the program continues next.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service, paired with aeration, is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
While we know that plastic vapor seals and dehumidification machines can do a tremendous job protecting the wood in your home, they are not designed to stop enormous amounts of rainwater from penetrating through unsealed foundations. You have to stop or divert the rainwater at its source. With the storm season now upon us, homeowners should be mindful about the many options available for removing rainwater, moisture, and humidity from under their home. Protect your largest investment, your home. Call the professionals at Davis Services today and feel the Davis difference.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris-built accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Hey, it's Ian. Let's have an awkward but crucial conversation because you matter. Join Making My Mark with Kwok and Ben live from my school, Hamilton Career Technology Center, on September 11th, noon to 3 p.m. Together, we'll talk, listen, and help end the stigma surrounding mental health. Remember, you can never be replaced, and it's okay to tell someone if you're not okay. Don't stay silent. Come be a part of the conversation that can change lives.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 in monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
I'm driving around, not through a construction zone, not through a bulldozer. I didn't get hit, but I'm driving around a curve, and I see a car coming, and I look at my wife. I looked at her because it was that noticeable, and I said, "Leah, did you see the plunger? That's one-time plumber. I bet they're going to a plumbing emergency." Real conversation. Fly on the wall would have heard it. Call the plumber whose name is his number, One Tom Plumber. This is a great company. Clemson grads own and operate the business. They want to be there for your biggest plumbing emergencies, the clogs and the leaks and the hot water issues that can grind your home or business to a screeching halt. It is football season. We do not have time for this foolishness, okay? We do not have time or energy to deal with the realities of plumbing issues, which is why one-time plumber getting there in 24 hours or less is outrageous. It's a game changer. Four locations in South Carolina, two in the upstate, Greenville and Anderson. Call the plumber whose name is his number. That's One Tom Plumber. Right now, we go to our guest lines. This is big. Carmel, Indiana native Will Helt, who leads Clemson in sacks after week one of the college football season, joins us right now on the program via phone. Will, good afternoon. How are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I love Indiana natives, man. My dad, I got family up there. It fires me up, man. It fires me up. What was it like growing up in Indiana for you?
Man, I love it. Love the people there. Love the atmosphere. Definitely home for me.
Did you know Tom Allen? Like, were you familiar? Did he recruit you at Indiana? Or, like, did you know him before you guys crossed paths here at Clemson?
Yeah, so he actually did recruit me to Indiana because IU was one of the first schools in my recruiting process at a high school that reached out. So I unfortunately did commit to his rival school, but our relationship remained good. It was pretty cool to see him come here.
What struck you about him in the recruiting process, and then what was it the same or different than you thought it would be? Maybe being coached by him based on what you knew years ago.
Yeah, I think what stands out about Coach Allen is just his mentality. He's the same guy every day, and just, you know, he's going to get the best out of his players, and just an extremely hard worker, and he's a great coach and great motivator.
Like, Purdue is not small, okay? You play in big stadiums, you play in big games, you understand that. You got to play in front of a home crowd that was electrified, and then you got the first sack of the season. Walk us through the play and what you saw and what that felt like.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd in Death Valley was special, and that was a special moment. Definitely was looking forward to playing there for the first time, riding the buses, going down the hill and everything. But, yeah, the sack, I mean, we had a little stunt on, just kind of doing my job, getting vertical, and, you know, the opportunity presented itself for me to make the play, and glad I could do it for the guys.
Was the whole pregame, the buses and the hill, did that meet your expectations? Is that kind of what you thought it would be?
Yeah, my whole mindset going into it was just, you know, take it all in, you know, don't let the moment slip past me, and just be grateful for the opportunity. I was just standing up on the top of the hill and just kind of looking around and taking it in. It was pretty sweet.
Let's talk a little bit about something else I noticed during the game. On some of the screens, quick game was a big part of LSU. And I think it was you that I looked at and said, like, he's going to take one of these to the house. You were this close to getting
really
one of those.
Really close.
Yeah. So what did you know those things were coming? Is that just instinctive to get your hands up when the lineman goes down? Well, walk us through that from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to get one of them too, but just kind of reading it, getting the set from the tackle, seeing them going out, and then just getting your eyes to the quarterback and seeing the ball. But was hoping I could get one of those, but quick game was part of a lot of what they were doing. Just trying to be instinctual and, you know, make a play.
I thought you flashed. Just from the press box and my perspective, I thought you flashed. I thought you did a lot of good things. From your perspective, how would you sort of self-grade your debut in a Clemson uniform?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I did some good things, but a lot of area for growth, 100%. So I feel like there's still so much out there for me. I left a lot out on the field, and just got to be better all around. I gotta continue to grow and do better.
I know it's a team loss. By the way, visiting with Will Held here on the program, Tigers defensive end. I know it's a team loss, but when you break down offense, defense, when you guys are looking at defensive film specifically, what have the conversations been like where you can look and see all sorts of good things, all sorts of positives that came out of the game, and really what's going to stack up is an incredible performance against that LSU offense. And still, as you said, understanding that there's meat on the bone. What have those conversations been like in your building the last couple of days?
Yeah, definitely a lot of meat on the bone. We did some good things. I think we felt pretty good about our performance. But, you know, just watching the tape, we left a lot out there. That gives us confidence moving forward that, we did some good things, but there's also room for growth. So I think if we keep stacking days and growing and getting better each and every day, I think we can be special.
I'm curious your thoughts on this. You know, to Clemson fans, a transfer coming in is like seeing a UFO. Like, you're just wondering, are they nice to us? Are they going to be mean? Like, are they going to take us over? What's the deal going to be there? You knew coming in the reputation that Clemson had. What was the recruiting process like when Dabo and the defensive staffers, while the defensive coordinator situation is being cleaned up a little bit? I mean, what was it like where you were being convinced to come here, and what did you find when you got here?
Yeah, I think that's a great question in terms of the transfer thing, and that definitely was a part of what I was asking when I was here. visiting, like, you know, how is the team going to respond? How is, you know, the community going to respond? And things like that. But man, it's been nothing but people opening me with welcome, open arms, and it's been pretty amazing. The people, the culture here, it's special. And you know, people have shown me nothing but love. But yeah.
Did other schools sort of give you that pitch? Like, do you really want to be like the first one? Like, they don't really do this, but we do. Was that a pitch you heard from others that were trying to get you?
maybe a couple times. maybe.
Great answer from Will Held joining the program. You're also an older player. I mean, I'm sure you're one of the leaders at Purdue. What was it like to come into a situation where there are some other, like, old established players? How did you sort of slot in that regard on the defensive line and then also on the defense in general?
Yeah, I think when I was coming into it, I think I felt like when I got here, I just needed to be the guy that, you know, put his head down and worked and show people the type of guy and worker that I am, and just try to establish myself as, you know, someone who's gonna give their all, and I think that's just been how I've been able to lead. It's just lead by example and you know, provide input, you know, where I can.
We heard about that during camp, and it came up in press conferences a lot. Just sort of your motor and the drive. Where does that drive come from for you? What motivates you in that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just who I am. You know, I kind of grew up that way, and, you know, it's kind of just how I was raised. You know, my parents will always say, like, if you're going to do something, you're going to, you know, there's no choice but to give it your all. And, you know, whatever you're doing, whether you're, you know, you're going to work, you're doing class, you're working out, I mean, whatever you do, you should just give it your all.
All right, this is also an interesting one for me, because you have not been here that long, and yet you are a Paul Journey ambassador. That's crazy. Like, I looked at that this morning. I was kind of stunned, because a lot of times it's like 3 and 4 year guys who end up being the Paul Journey ambassadors. What impact has Paul Journey meant to you in the short time that you've been at Clemson?
Yeah. I mean, I'll give a shout out to Jeremiah Alexander too. He's a guy that also transferred in. He's an ambassador as well. But I think that it's just, you know, an opportunity to continue to integrate ourselves, you know, in the program, and you know, be a voice, you know, on the team for, you know, things like life after football. And I think that's an important thing to recognize, because, you know, football is not forever, and it's not the majority of your life either. So I think it's just important to, you know, continue to work on that side of yourself, even though you're still playing.
All right, so take me inside the mind of Will Held. Like, as of right now, your football career is over. What does that look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now I'm pretty focused on, you know, what's in front of me. But, you know, I think I'm preparing myself for that when it comes. But as of right now, I'm 100% focused on football.
Look, man, I'm watching you play, and I'm like, well, he ain't got to worry about that for a while. And I don't have a 10-year plan. I got a this day plan. I got a 1-week plan, so I can appreciate that. Let's talk about development. What is it that you want to unlock in your game this year that maybe is a next step for you?
Yeah, I think making myself more dynamic as a rusher, and then just being a hard-nosed edge setter is going to be big for me. Just, you know, continuing to play physical and be dynamic in my rushes, and you know, mix it up and give the tackles different looks.
Do you feel you took a positive step in that direction, just in that regard, against LSU?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. Obviously, can continue to grow there.
Let's talk a little Jeremiah Alexander, because you name dropped him, and it has struck me all offseason. I bet they're friends, because you come in as transfers together, you're kind of navigating waters in the same stage of life. What has it been like? He's not in the meeting rooms with you necessarily, but again, you kind of went through the same process and made the same choice. So what's your relationship like with him?
Yeah, I think we definitely relate in that area, and that's been something that we've bonded over. But yeah, Jerry's the man, extremely hard worker. You know, have a ton of respect for him, and, you know, love that guy.
Is there anybody on the team that you, and maybe Jeremiah's the answer, but is there anybody on the team that you just, like, from day one, you're like, yeah, we're vibing, like we're two peas in a pod? Do you have any relationships like that that have formed so far?
I'd say the two guys that I moved in with, Ronan Hannafin and Kate Klubnik, those are my roommates. So, you know, I think the guys that I'm choosing to, you know, spend most of my time with would be a good answer to that.
Okay, so, like, I got to ask. You're talking to Cade Klubnik. I mean, when you're talking about football, it's the perspective of a guy who wants to hit the quarterback and the perspective of a guy who doesn't want to get hit. What are the conversations like when you're talking to the guy who plays the position that most infuriates you in all the world?
Yeah, it's fun. I think we like to have fun with that at practice, you know, whether or not I got home or not. But unfortunately, I'll never be able to hit him specifically, but can take it out on Saturdays.
You know, another guy who probably feels that way is Ronan. I mean, you got to be pleased. That's your boy. That's your roommate. You go to the crib after the game. You're like, Ronan, a dozen tackles. What the heck, man? What are your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, I mean, he played a great game. Man, he really plays like his hair is on fire. He flies around. You know, a ton of respect for, you know, him and how he works. And, yeah, I mean, he's the man. He's a great player.
All right, a couple more. We'll go a little off the beaten path on this one. What's your favorite non-football thing about Clemson so far?
I would say the weather. Being from Indiana, I think when I got here, it was beautiful when we were in the middle of February, March, and it was 60, 70 degrees, so that was pretty sweet.
So the weather. So, and you know what? We were talking to Dabo last week about how pristine conditions have been. You really haven't had, like, I guess in, like, full workouts. There were a couple weeks in July where it was brutal. But, like, you hadn't had a lot of, like, triple digits and that kind of stuff, so you – I just want you to know, you picked a great time to come in and be like, yeah, you know, 80s are great.
Yeah, I think we lucked out a little bit with that, but yeah, it's been nice.
All right, what's a hobby away from the field? What do you like to do?
I'd say golf. I like to golf a little bit. I'm not anything special on the links, but I like to have fun.
All right, power rank the house on the course. You and Ronan and Cade. Who's the best golfer?
I think me and Ronan are about the same, and Cade is a lot better. he's pretty good.
Okay, so it's a bad – like, I can relate. I'm never the best golfer in any group I'm in, so I'm always playing for second, and so I can appreciate that. There's a nice – you know, if you can get that median, you can just feel like a good golfer. I imagine you feel the same way.
Yeah, as long as you're not the worst, right?
That's right. All right, final question. Tell me a little bit about Troy. What do you know about him? What types of things do you think will be problematic for you guys, and what are you trying to take advantage of this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. You know, they've got some dudes offensively that are some real good players. And then they propose some things schematically that might be tricky for us and in terms of alignments and the different personnels and formations that they get in. So just continuing to, you know, prep this week, you know, at practice and watching tape, it's going to be important to, you know, be dialed into those things and just continue to prepare ourselves for that.
Great stuff, man. Hey, Texter gets in and says, you know, there's always Sundays if you want to hit Cade. So unless you get drafted by the same team, I feel like that's an opportunity. Just sort of put that one in your back pocket there.
I'll look forward to that.
Will Helt, hey, man, come on anytime. This has been a lot of fun. Really appreciate it. And the people have loved it as well. Best of luck this weekend. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Absolutely. You too. That's Will Help, boys and girls. Great stuff. That was awesome. That guy right there is exactly what we heard that he was. That's a guy that is, I think that people are going to fall in love with. That was phenomenal. Before we get a break, let me tell you about our friends at Tiger Sports Shop. Saw a lot of people. I would say, you know what? I saw more dudes than I thought. Wearing the Lululemon Tiger Sports, especially like the tops. A lot of dudes in that Lululemon on Saturday. I was impressed.
Okay, listen. You had me till you said tops. Lululemon
shirts.
Is awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I love great material. I love the way that it fits. Girls wear tops. Dudes wear shirts.
Shirts. Okay. Lululemon shirts.
You were so close.
I know. I was very close. I tried my best there. I tried my best. There's some great stuff in the Tiger Sports Shop collection. There's a purple Nike Coaches Club Crew with like an elongated Clemson, like in block letters. Very nice. A couple sweatpants that are super nice. I would just say go in there. Just go in there and shop. Go on the website. See if they haven't. Go in there and shop. It's great stuff. Two locations. Downtown Clemson. And on Highway 123, always open at tigersports.com. Roar.com. Stay with us. We got much more to come on a Wednesday edition of Out of Bounds after this.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger tailgate show. Faxon Childers and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley. Unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. LittleJohnToilets.com. That's LittleJohnToilets.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com. That's scscu.com. And apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at NewtonScottSC.com.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today 864-271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
You know, Texture, it's a good question. And again, this is like everybody else in the nation is like very aware of how many years guys have when they come in. But Clemson, like I said, Clemson treats transfers like UFOs. Like we're asking basic questions. Is Will Helt done for this year? To be honest, my thought was no, but I did look it up. He does technically have 2 years. Now, again, this is a third year for a 6'6", 260-pound defensive end. And he is on pace to have 12 sacks in a regular season. So I'll just throw that out there. If he's 6'6", 260 and has 12 sacks when we get to December, he going pro. That guy's going to be a first-round draft pick, if that's what he does. I'm not saying he's going to do that, but I thought Will Helt was very good to the naked eye. And I graded him. I thought he was very good on Saturday.
And you're not saying it's either. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion because while he's a very good player, I don't think the world thinks of him as an elite edge rusher either. I mean, he's...
No.
And, you know, this weekend, Troy's going to try to run the ball a lot, and that is one of the areas that he supposedly struggles. So we'll see. You know, hopefully he's in a situation at the end of the year where he's deciding, okay, do I want to leave and be slotted at, you know, in a mid-round guy, or do I want to come back and improve my stock?
Yeah, I don't know if Will Helt is a first. He's a top 100 type guy, I think, maybe like day two type guy.
You would think so.
But not day one is like the TJ Parkers. That's why TJ Parker got a lot of love. Like the twitchy, like beat the tackle around the end. Honestly, Dylan Stewart. What Dylan Stewart does, rushing a passer, that's what you want to see from a first-round guy. That's what the NFL wants to see there.
Listen, if Dylan Stewart does the rest of the year what he did against Virginia Tech, you're going to hear his name really, really early.
That poor right tackle.
Whenever he's drafted.
How many times did he either miss him or he hit him and Dylan Stewart just kept going the direction he was going? Like, he had no chance. Like, one-on-one out there. Got no chance, that right tackle. It was I was impressed by Dempsey. He definitely got better. Before we go to Darren probably feels good about the Gamecocks. I saw somebody, and this is an interesting way to talk about teams, okay? The South Carolina has, and I don't remember the example, but the way I would say it is South Carolina has three unicorns. Now, that's not the same as saying they have 25 five-stars or they have 6 first-round draft picks. But they have 3 unicorns. They have a quarterback like Lenore Sellers who is sort of a unicorn. Like, the way that he plays, like, nobody else in the country is kind of going to do his thing. Dylan Stewart, similar. I'm watching a lot of the best defensive ends in the country, and that guy does look, move, feel different.
And he's played one game of his sophomore year.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's right. And, like, he looks bigger, but he still is lean. Like, he's not overly big. And then the third is Nick Harbor, who is a straight-line sprinter track star who actually appears to be able to catch a football this year. He had the one big touchdown down the seam that put the game to bed. So I did hear it was a national commentator, and I can't remember for the life of me which one. I give him credit. That said, South Carolina has 3 unicorns or whatever he said, like 3 players that just nobody else has, which is a remarkable number of players that nobody else has.
in key positions on top of that.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to talk about them in a little bit. Obviously, as we go through the games in our contest and some of the teams that did or did not have success from the weekend. Let's go to Darren, who's up with us next. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Darren?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
We're doing well. Hope you are.
All right. Yes, sir. We just got back from Colorado Springs yesterday morning. And, yeah, I was going to say go Gamecocks, but you already did that for me.
Hey, it was a nice win. I thought it was a really nice win this weekend for South Carolina.
Well, you know, I managed to get about half the first half in while we were eating at a restaurant out there. The first drive they had, I was like, oh, boy, this is incredible. But after that, it was like, eh, I wasn't all that impressed overall. But anyway, I really called to say, you know, we had a great time at the Air Force Academy watching Air Force beat Bucknell 49-13.
Yeah, good start for the Academy there.
Yeah, yeah, they. I think they have a whole lot better quarterback this year than they did last year. He's very athletic, and they actually used two quarterbacks in the game, and they look really good. I know Bucknell's not a great team, but still, they looked way better than they did last year. And getting out there and watching the F-16s fly over the stadium all the way from San Antonio, man, they came that far away, and they did a – three F-16s fly over the stadium, and the stadium was just shaking with power, man. Yeah. I tell you, if that don't get you, I don't know what does.
I can't imagine a flyover at one of the, like at Army, Navy, or Air Force. Like, I can't imagine what that's like, the pregame stuff.
Yeah. The atmosphere is as exciting. Of course, it's not 80,000 people. You know, you may have 45,000-50,000 there on those big games, but the atmosphere with the military and the power and all that stuff is unlike anything else. But and then they had about six or eight guys jump out the airplanes, and they even have people from the Army and the Navy there jumping too. It was really cool. The halftime performance one is they train those Falcon birds, you know. And they're standing up at the top of the stadium, and there's a girl down on the field with a thing going round and round. I guess it's a whistle or something. And that falcon just dives down there and flies all around the stadium. And then it comes right by her, and she throws that thing up in the air, and it catches it, and it comes down and stands by her feet.
Wow. Yikes.
That's amazing.
That's incredible. I'll admit.
Anyway. That's just what I wanted to say. Go Air Force.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Darren. Glad you had a good trip. Appreciate the phone call.
Absolutely.
Okay, so glad Darren got back. I bet Colorado Springs is beautiful, like all times of year, but I bet right now that is awesome. Hank says this. Thought Kyron Drones threw a great deep ball all day against South Carolina, who defended pretty well for the most part outside of a few great Virginia Tech catches. Do you think Virginia Tech threw so many deep balls because that's all they were allowing, or because Drones didn't look comfortable over the middle slash their slot receivers dropped a bunch of easy 5 to 7 yard throws? I do think that they had a couple of unbelievable catches on go routes. And, you know, Garrett Nussmeier did a little bit of this too. Like, I think there's the idea that, like, in order to throw the ball deep, you have to, you know, seven-step drop and load up and just heave the heck out of that sucker. And the reality is we saw Nussmeier do it with three-step drops and throw in slot fades and things like that. Offenses are really good, especially when you got man-to-man or you got press man on the outside. You know, if protection's not holding up, just throw it up there. Let your receiver kind of make a play. And I felt like that's what Virginia Tech did. It was clear they were not going to be able to protect against South Carolina, particularly in passing downs where they need to have more people in the pattern. And so I think some of that was just sort of pressure release. Like if they're showing pressure or if they've got a five-man protection, then the best play might be just throw it up out there, take the safeties out of it, take the pass rush out of it, and see if the receivers can make a play. I'll admit, like, I was impressed. Donovan Green, 1,000th year in college, spent 92 years at Wake Forest, He knows college football. He's a good player. I think they did a good job of integrating those guys. Now, with that being said, I don't want to overstate it because they scored 11 points. And Kyron Drone still didn't look great. By the way, this is, and when we get to the top of the hour, we're going to talk about ranked teams that lost and disappointments. We'll do that in hour two. One thing about South Carolina, and I'm going to say this because I heard it, and it made my eyebrows go up, and it made me go back and watch some. Bud Elliott on the Cover 3 podcast, he has made this comment before about South Carolina, but he said it on their national, like on their recap show. He said, Lenora Sellers throws a ball between the hash marks on a non-RPO watch continues. Go watch. Remember we talked about this with Cade and with DJ and with Trevor and all the, DJ threw it over the middle as a backup, but he doesn't throw it over the middle anymore. Go back and watch where Sellers throws the ball. He's not throwing over the middle. So now I'm going to be watching. I've never seen it before. Like, I never really noticed it in a game before. Mm-hmm. But because Bud Elliott said it, I went back and looked, and a lot of Sellers, he looks hesitant to throw over the middle, and I think for NFL scouts, like you're talking about a first-round pick, you want to see a guy rifle the ball in there on occasion.
Texas said, South Carolina hater here, one drive, a stupid punt return, and one deep ball. I mean, that is true, but that was a heck of a drive. And that was, for those that don't think Lenore Sellers can do anything but run, did you see that pass, though? I mean, that was smooth. I'm sorry. And they did not play well in the middle of the game. Absolutely, they did not. But at the same time, you can't take away those things that they did do well. Well, and we can talk more about this on the other side. We're up against a break here.
654 Roar, if you want to get in. We're talking broadly college football, specifically the ranked teams that lost. Who are we impressed by? Who are we not impressed by? And who are we panicking about? More to come.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. W.